Hello everyone, and welcome to day 5 of the World 2020 qualifiers. I'm joined, as usual, by Andrew Nixon. Hi, Andrew.
Hi, Russ. Hi, everybody.
Andrew, it was a very wet day today, particularly in Scotland. Fortunately, there was only one match in Scotland, but it never looked like it was going to get played. The outfield, they pumped about 100 litres of water off the outfield, and it still had about 300 litres of water still on it when they called the match before the toss was even scheduled to be done. So a bit disappointing. Afghanistan, Kenya didn't go ahead. Possibly good for Kenya, but both are still going to have to win more matches. The
problem with Sterling is, I think as we've mentioned on a previous episode, it's built on a floodplain, so it really doesn't drain particularly well at all. So, but we sort of knew this was going to happen. Obviously the game yesterday had was delayed quite substantially, and it's a tough ground to get a game at if there's any rain.
The other news out of that group today, which is worth mentioning, is that Asun Malik had been suspended after the match against Scotland for his bowling action, which came as a bit of a surprise.
This sort of came very much out of the blue. There's never been any sort of mutterings that he has a slightly dodgy action. He played in the World 2020 last year and was never reported then, and then there's... I've seen him on TV a few times. I've seen him in bowling live in person. I've never noticed anything wrong with his action. And to just go straight to a suspension, I mean, I think that is actually the procedure now, but it just smacks of being guilty until proven innocent, and it just seems a little bit of an unfair way to deal with it. Whatever you think of chucking, there needs to be a fair procedure, and this doesn't seem like the right way to go about it.
You also have to wonder whether there's a bit of unfairness in that he's been on television and most of the bowlers in this tournament aren't, and that therefore he's more likely to be seen by a lot more people and picked up.
Obviously there could be bowlers playing for Kenya, Oman and Canada who have more clearly obvious actions because they're not on TV, then they're not going to be noticed. He was reported for the game against Scotland, and from what my colleague Bertus has pointed out, he bowled 3 overs over the wicket at a certain end, and then there would have been no camera view that would have actually shown him side on without the non-striker in the way. So how can they have had, if that's the case, then how can they have had the evidence that they need to be able to make this decision? It just seems to have been done on very flimsy evidence with very little previous suspicions, and it just doesn't seem quite right to me. There's something a bit odd about it all.
It is going to be a bit of a problem for the Netherlands. He was a pretty important bowler, particularly in the death for them. He bowled really well the other day.
Probably one of the best death bowlers in associate cricket. So it's a huge loss for the Netherlands. If they have any close games going down to the last over where they're bowling, then he's going to be a big loss.
Moving across to the other group in Ireland, there was another washout in Breedy, Hong Kong versus PNG, which is very disappointing because it was a game we were both really looking forward to. Hong Kong was possibly the worst off for this. They really needed to get a win today.
They certainly did. After that big shock against Jersey the other day, the Hong Kong would have desperately wanted to play this game. This was a very good chance for a win for them. We all know how volatile Papua New Guinea can be. In general, I think what we're seeing now is the problem with not scheduling any reserve days. Although, strangely enough, there are 2 days off in the games in Ireland. To be fair, one of them on Thursday the 16th is a travel day as the teams move from Belfast to Dublin. But tomorrow in Ireland, there's no matches. And certainly in Group B in Scotland, neither Afghanistan nor Kenya are playing on Thursday or Friday. And so why not play that game then? It's not as if the tournament is a packed schedule. You've got 11 days to play 6 2020 matches each. There's room to reschedule matches in this tournament. It seems like a very odd decision to not do so.
The other two games in Ireland were played, and they were both pretty much blowouts. Namibia versus the USA, again, sounds like some pretty poor cricket from the USA. They had 3 runouts in their innings. Schultz got a couple of key wickets at the Dodson, who was the one player who actually got going. He got 2 for 13. But the USA is probably going to struggle to defend 113 at the best of times, and but in the field they didn't help themselves either.
Akeem Dodson was the only real decent US batsman there. He scored he scored 49, and then, you know, Bardenstein just came and blew them out of the water. You know, pretty comprehensive win for Namibia. Very beneficial to the net run rate as well, which if there's more washouts could welcome into play. So I think Namibia will be very pleased with their day.
Yeah, they're looking like a bit of a dark horse to come through. Not a team that's played as well as they have over the past should be dark horse, but they weren't the seeded team.
They seem to be always dark horses in tournaments. Maybe, you know, that's you're a consistent dark horse in these tournaments, and I think that's proven to be the case again.
And the other match, Ireland, we said yesterday they need to play better. Well, they definitely played better against Nepal. They absolutely smashed them. There was a bit of a moving ball, but you have to think that 53 was a poor score from Nepal regardless of it.
Yeah, this was Nepal at their very worst. You know, being bowled out for 53. You know, yes, it's conditions they're not used to. Yes, it's weather they're not used to. But to be bowled out for 53 against a bowling attack that isn't the best in the tournament is completely unacceptable. And then Ireland just had absolutely no trouble knocking off those runs.
Yeah, their only danger seemed to be that it might rain before they'd finish the five overs they need to be in front on Duckworth Lewis. They got there in eight overs, so fairly straightforward. Looking forward to day six. There are no games in Ireland. I believe it's a public holiday, which seems a little bit of an odd choice.
This again goes to the scheduling. It was a public holiday today as well in Northern Ireland. And then again tomorrow. So we are white. Why would you have a tournament and not schedule games on a public holiday? It would be a time when people are not at work, they can go up to the cricket. You can charge for them to get into the cricket. And it's another one of the very odd decisions about how this tournament's being run.
The games that are on, three games in Scotland, though, and Netherlands is playing Oman, and notwithstanding Oman's victory against Canada, you'd have to think that Netherlands will be pretty strong favourites there.
Yeah, certainly, and unless Zeeshan Maqsood sort of comes off again in big style, I think Netherlands, odds-on favourites there.
UAE versus Canada, this is a massive game for the UAE because they absolutely have to start winning, and obviously Canada haven't won anything yet, so they're almost out anyway given the games they've got to come, but if they could maybe rescue something if they pick up a win.
Yeah, and the real sort of X factor here is that it's being played in Stirling, which is just, and in the morning as well, and so it's just had a ton of rain on it today. So will the field be ready for play tomorrow morning? They have a sort of a couple hours leeway to still be able to get a game in. I think they can sort of start as late as about 10 to 2 and get a five over game in. So there's a little bit of leeway there, but if that game gets washed out, then UAE are in an awful mess.
And finally, Scotland and Kenya, which is shaping as one of the biggest games of this group, given the positions of both sides.
Especially after Kenya's washout today. If Kenya can sort of get a surprise, we've seen Scotland struggle a little bit at times. If Kenya can get on top of them, then you never know what might happen. But I think Scotland probably just favourites for that.
And that's all. Thanks, Andrew.
Thanks, Russ.